The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is supported in part by listeners like you. Become a member at WWFM.org. Thank you. Welcome to The Piano Matters. This is David Dubal, and I am so pleased to be listening with you. I know you're out there. I'm certain there will be today 1 billion listeners to the great masters. On this program, many wonderful items. Prokofiev's Third Sonata, Rachmaninoff Prelude, a Griffiths work. Oh, I love that man, Griffiths. That's America's great impressionist composer. There's Embraceable You by Gershwin, and another one also in the Earl Weill transcriptions, and Hummel will be our beginning. Johann Nepomuk Hummel. Last week I said that Beethoven did not have a good feeling about Hummel at all times, but Hummel did manage to get back in Beethoven's graces, as many people did. They were thrown out, and then they came back. Beethoven, of course, was not an easy character to be with. Beethoven himself wrote an Opus 2, Number 3 sonata in C major, and so did Hummel. We're going to hear it in the hands of the British pianist Ian Hobson. Thank you. Hummel, who was born 1778, meaning 8 years after Beethoven, was once considered to be a great composer. Everyone thought he would be one of the immortals. Even Chopin did. He has fallen down, however, the chain of greatness, and lives merely as a nice classicist. And that's not bad, for his music is extremely pleasant, sometimes quite interesting. We heard the Opus 2 No. 3 finale, played by Ian Hobson. Saint Augustine said this fascinating comment: "Man was created in order that a beginning might be made." Prokofiev was a master of piano scoring. His 9 piano sonatas tower above the hundreds of Russian sonatas of the first half of the 20th century. His 3rd sonata in one movement is quite perfect, also technically extremely difficult, but in every sense, it's a masterpiece and has survived since its premiere in 1918 when Prokofiev himself played it in Leningrad. I have a pianist named Joel Fahn, F-A-N, and he gives us the 3rd Prokofiev sonata. number 3 by Prokofiev. It's remained one of the most famous of the 9 and probably is rivaled by number 7, and now maybe number 6 is coming in 3rd or 2nd, who knows. The pianist Joel Fahn. Well, if you're in Shanghai or Verona, Savannah, or even Siberia, this hour is yours all over the world. In Richard II, produced in 1595, and, well, I can't even begin to tell you how many things happened in 1595. I know William Byrd was composing his masses, and that's enough. Shakespeare wrote this: "Let's march without the noise of threatening drum." Charles Tomlinson Griffiths was in Berlin in 1906, studying with Humperdinck, Ethelbert Humperdinck, not the pop singer, but the composer of Hansel and Gretel. And he was at the zoo, Griffiths was, and he saw a white peacock. Well, ever after, the white bird fascinated him, and he composed his inspired The White Peacock, a beautiful impressionist poem. And he titled it The White Peacock. And the player is Michael Lewin. Thank you. Michael Lewin in a sympathetic reading of Griffith's The White Peacock. Sad to say, the finest American Impressionist died at age 35 in 1920. O.W. Who is O.W.? Well, of course, it's Oscar Wilde. And he wrote, "Arguments are to be avoided. They are always vulgar and often convincing." George Gershwin is certainly the most celebrated of American composers, all of them. His opera Porgy and Bess is an American parable. The Rhapsody in Blue must be heard by everyone in the United States every day, on commercials, in movies, on airplanes. Wherever you go, you will hear the Rhapsody in Blue in Woody Allen movies. And his popular songs are among the best American melodies. Earl Wilde recorded his 7 etudes on Gershwin songs, and so many other pianists have been attracted to Wilde's delicious pianistic treatment of these melodies. On this show, I give you Igor Lovchinsky. Remember him well in my classes at Juilliard. And he'll play for us number 4, Embraceable You, and number 6, I Got Rhythm. Thank you. Igor Lovchinsky in two Gershwin winners, the Earl Wilde pianistic elaborations on Embraceable You and I Got Rhythm, and I think Igor played them very well. This is David Dubal, glad to be listening with you to all of this high-order piano playing. Camargo Guarneri. His parents gave him a first name, Mozart. And later on, he decided, I better get rid of that first name. That's not a good idea. And he now goes by Camargo Guarneri. Wrote a good deal of piano music. We listened to Sergio Gallo, G-A-L-L-O, give us the Guarneri Toccata. Camargo Guarneri. I think he was born around 1907 and died in the 1990s, and he was one of the most honored Brazilian composers. His toccata played very well by Sergio Gallo, and an interesting piece, I thought. Now for a lyric piece by Rachmaninoff, his prelude in E-flat, opus 23, number 6, and it's one of the best known of the preludes. The player, none other than the memoirist, actor, composer, wit, radio personality, and concert pianist, Oscar Levant. I always try to keep his memory evergreen, for he was a most interesting American, born in Pittsburgh, I think in 1906. His movies are still on TV. Recently I saw American in Paris. the droll person that they called Oscar Levant, had many things in common with Oscar Wilde in the world of wit. And as I said, he was born in Pittsburgh, where Earl Wilde was born. And we heard Rachmaninoff's Prelude in E-flat. I think it was a little slender-toned for the ripeness that I like in that melody. Do you remember Emerson's famous line? There is properly no history, only biography. Walter Sickert, the painter, wrote, "The whole of art is one long roll of revelation, and it is revealed only to those whose minds are to some extent what Horace, speaking of a woman whose heart is free, calls vacant. It is not for those whose minds are muddled with the dust of politics or heated with the vulgar chatter of society." There's so much in there, because to truly appreciate music, you have to have a clear mind. You have to see and hear it in your mind moving in its patterns. Now we have one of Schubert's most beautiful songs in an arrangement by Leopold Godowsky, and it's called Gute Nacht, Good Night. And the pianist we have here, and he's right here next to me at the piano, is Marc-André Hamelin. Thank you. We just heard Marc-André Hamelin in Godofsky's transcription of Schubert's song, Good Night. Also, if you have a chance, perhaps I should have done it in comparative listening, Godofsky himself plays this marvelously. This is from Logan Pearsall Smith, a writer who was at his peak in the 1930s and 40s. He wrote one book that has some memory for some people. It was called Trivia. Anyway, he says, how many human types have fallen out of fashion? Where can we find the black sheep, the angel child, and the permanent invalid in her sofa? Into what suburb or sad limbo have departed the dear old lady with her cap and lace, or the seducer, the fop, the aesthete, and the fallen daughter? I say, do you think the rock band will fall out of fashion? It's been 70 years already. Oh, those electric guitars, and the long hair, all taken from Franz Liszt, shaking to their orgiastic beat. Or will rock and roll and its descendants live forever? Now for the big time. It's a piece by the Dutch master Zwillink, a fantasy in D minor. What a fine piece it is. However, Glenn Gould makes it into a masterpiece, as you shall certainly hear. It stems from a 1959 live recital at Salzburg. Here is the national hero of Canada. What piano playing you just heard? Glenn Gould from a live recital in Salzburg, 1959, and it was Jan Sweelinck's Fantasia in D minor. The great philosopher John Locke, in a letter, states, "The thoughts that come often unsought and, as it were, drop into the mind are commonly the most valuable of any we have." Indeed, that is true. But a troubled and a stressed mind has no rest, and nothing valuable drops into the mind in such a state. For many, that goes on for years. And what is the cure? Listen, listen, dear friends, to music without words. We return to Oscar Levant. We heard him earlier in the program, and now a little polka from Shostakovich's ballet, The Age of Gold. Was good fun. One used to hear it often, but it's dropped from the repertoire. The polka from The Age of Gold, Shostakovich, and Well Done by Oscar Levant. Remember, dear listener, our most valuable station depends on your gold. We just heard The Age of Gold. Now we really must survive with your gold. It's a morass out there, and without beauty, where do we go? Join us next week for another edition of The Piano Matters. Let's have a bit from Shelley's Prometheus Unbound. He gave man speech, and speech created thought, which is the measure of the universe. And science struck the thrones of earth and heaven, which shook but fell not. And the harmonious mind poured itself forth in all prophetic song, and music lifted up the listening spirit until it walked, exempt from mortal care, godlike o'er the clear billows of sweet sound. This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. Piano Matters is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. The associate producer and engineer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, log on to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible in part from the support of the listener members of WWFM, the Classical Network.